Wherefore we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
The bringing together of these living stones beyond the veil will be by the resurrection power, beautifully illustrated in the erection of Solomon's temple, of which we read that its stones were prepared at the quarry and then finally assembled for the construction of the temple, and that they were so perfectly shaped and marked for their various places that they came together without the sound of a hammer, without chiseling or other labor upon them at the time of the construction. So Saint Paul says, the church is God's workmanship. And his work will be so perfectly accomplished that there will be no need of rectification or alteration beyond the veil. It is this viewpoint that is especially interesting and profitable to the Lord's people. Such of them as can realize that they have been called of God to this high calling, to membership in the temple, can fully appreciate thereafter the necessity for the trials and difficulties of life which are shaping them, fitting them, for heavenly glory, honor and immortality. Reprint 57:13. The text again.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.